have a moral responsibility to defend, to be a source of pride, to be a source of you have a home to any African American that we encounter.
You have to know where you're from to know where you're going, right? What a better time to learn who you are, where you're from, right? Than that Black History Month.
We asked ChatGPT to give us a couple of motivational quotes, but make the tone sound like an African proverb.
What's going on? Welcome back to TJMTM.
Come on.
Meets the Madi.
We back. Come on.
The Mandem are back. This hiatus wasn't even that bad.
No. We ran it back quick this time.
Because when we came back, we were intentional.
Yes.
About the plans that we had.
100%.
And I'm very, very happy about that.
100%. 100%.
How do you feel about the manner in which we were being very efficient this
I think preseason? It's because of, you know, our wonderful listeners, followers, supporters. We owe it to them, and it's just of saying that we do hear you, and we always tell you, don't worry, we're gonna get you guys the content. Gonna be have faster turnaround, all of that, you know, because at the end of the day, we all do it for all our listeners and our supporters.
So one of Clues Bombs for our supporters, man.
Yes, Clues Bombs, man.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, we're here because of you guys.
Yeah, keeping us
y'all
honest.
Y'all push us, DM us, call us, message us. You know,
threaten too sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes threaten us, you know, but
yeah. But nah, welcome back, y'all. If it's your first time joining us, welcome. I go by the name Anzo, DJ Anzo, or
General Anzo.
Yeah, Mandem have a lot of names for me these days. But I'm your co-host here with the man himself, Young Money Millionaire Uncle E.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget to capitalize the E, you heard?
Come on.
But yeah, man, if you're joining us for the first time, if you need a refresher, who we are, what we're about is we are two Africans here in the diaspora canoeing through this thing we call life, teaching y'all, I should say edutaining, because we're serious and fun guys,
100%,
on just African culture, politics, sports, music, anything in that realm. What are guys for you?
This is your platform, you know?
Yep. Platform for a lot of Africans living abroad as well, and just sharing our experiences.
100%. Welcome to the show, guys.
Welcome to the show, y'all.
Yes.
One of Clues Bombs for our first
come on
timers.
Come on.
But yeah, man, talk to me. How was home? What?
I mean,
how
Gambia,
was the spiritual cleanse?
2 weeks. It was a very short trip.
Yeah.
But
it felt long.
Yes, it did feel long when you're away. But again, I go every year. For those who don't know, I try to go back every year. It's like my best chance to meet most of my siblings, spend time with them, nieces, nephews. So, you know, very much, you know, spend time with family and see other family members and stuff. So it was great. Like, you know, those who saw me on Instagram, so I would post Gambia, like the beaches, the chilling I was doing. Yeah. It's great. It's great to go back.
It is. It's we always talk about how necessary that is, right? That reset, reframe the mind, and just, you know, reattack the new year.
Yeah.
And how perfect is it that we came back right at the start of Black History Month, right?
February, Black History Month.
I'm saying the shortest one, but
I know they give us the shortest one. What does Umar say? You don't find that suspicious?
Nonetheless, we are grateful
100%
that we are in a time where we can celebrate what our the people that have come before us have done, right?
Yeah. It's imperative.
And it's imperative that we continue to carry on that mental.
Yes, right? Sir.
What are some of your favorite things about Black History Month?
What are my favorite things about Black History Month? Well, to start off with that, I had to first understand what Black History Month was.
Mm.
Especially, I didn't grow up in the U.S. And clearly, growing to school in Gambia, growing up in West Africa or Africa, there's no such thing as this is a Black History Month.
Yeah.
So for me, it signifies spending some time or initially to educate myself on African American history, the journey that the diaspora or black people who were uprooted, you know, generations ago through slavery to this new world, their own stories of oppression, slavery, and still the systematic racism they have to go to. For me, Black History Month signified an opportunity or a reminder for me to educate myself on African American history. Because guess what? I soon realized that once I was in the US, I was not African. I was not African American. I was still viewed as a black man, just like they were.
An African in New York is what we call them.
Exactly. So yeah. That's what it meant for me, Black History Month, an opportunity to learn.
So for those who don't know what Black History Month is, also known as African American History Month.
Oh, yes, African American.
It was, let's see, what was his name? Carter G. Woodson in 1926. 1926 created what we now know as Black History Month. And the purpose of it was to not only appreciate, but to continue studying African American history and highlighting the greatness that Black and African American individuals have brought to this this country.
Right? Okay, gotcha.
I think growing up, so I have the split, right?
Okay.
I have the perspective of being home, not knowing what that was, and then moving here at a younger age. And I think not fully appreciating what it meant as a child, right? And I guess it's hard to fault a child for that, but as you continue to grow in your blackness and as you get older, you understand how paramount such a time is to us. Not only to the survival of us, but to the continued success of us, right?
100%.
And for me, Black History Month, honestly, it serves as reassurance that a lot of us are on the right path, right?
Okay.
Now.
What path?
Towards greatness.
Okay.
Right? I think Black people as a whole, we all have a long way to go all across the world. But that reassurance of the month, right? Brings to light just how influential, just how powerful, just how intelligent our people are, right?
100%.
And it's like you were saying, it's imperative that we highlight the importance of it and continue having these conversations about why things like this matter, right?
It is. It's so. Not like the struggle that Black people go through. It's should be a common bond and unity as a people. Where we always recognize it and stick together and also embrace and celebrate each other at any chance we have. Because, yes, I could say I am coming from my own bias or my own viewpoint, but I genuinely do think as a black man that you are, what we go through, we have it tougher than, I would say, most other races all over the world.
Right.
I do feel like as black people, we are the most oppressed. You know, we face racism probably at higher amounts than any other race, typically over the world. And as a result, like, yes, in the US, they do dedicate a month for this. But for me, I always look at it from a global standpoint.
Right.
You know, as black people, we've really suffered
and
throughout history of time. And I also don't want it to be all black people always suffer. We also wanted to show, like you mentioned, our greatness, our intelligence, you know, and all of the accomplishments we're doing all over the world.
And also it's interesting that you say that, because you talk about the world, right? So as an African man, what does Black History Month mean to you?
As an African man?
As an African man.
Are you talking about living in the US context?
Living in the US, yes.
Again, at first, I didn't understand it. I was like, why are we? Why is there Black History Month in the U.S.? What does that even mean? Is this a reminder that you were you know, your ancestors were slaves 100 years ago? I just didn't find it relevant to me, because I did not. Where I grew up, where it was only people who looked around, like me around. So when I'm in the U.S., you know, I really had to start questioning, asking friends like, hey, what's this Black History Month? Why do we do it? And it's just curiosity. I started learning, as you mentioned, and just understanding what the month signified to celebrate what African Americans have been through since their ancestors stepped foot on this continent.
Yep.
And the reason where the light bulb changed for me is when I stopped viewing myself as African, that if I'm in America, I'm African and they're African American.
Right.
I had to change my mindset and realize that no, I'm still viewed as a black man just as they are.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and on top of that,
yeah,
there are your brothers.
They are my brothers, literally.
Right?
And whatever we go through here, once I'm in the US, I'm, you know, African, grew up in Africa, come from Gambia, and here is an African American.
Right.
If you stand in a room next to each other, we're viewed the same.
Yeah.
So whatever their history is or whatever they've been through, I don't have it's only them. I'm from the motherland.
Yeah.
No, we're viewed the same. So there's a responsibility to act accordingly when you hear that, hey, you may have not had your generation, subject to what their, ancestors or their parents, grandparents went to, but in present day, you're in where they grew up in, we're viewed the same.
And past that, you're extremely, not only valuable, but you are just as responsible for 100%. Our success.
Yes.
Right? I like an analogy I like to think of is like a Frenchman doesn't come to California and start discriminating against Californians, right?
No.
That doesn't happen, right? So this whole idea of Africans feeling sort of that other black people from across the world can be beneath them is crazy.
But right? It is prevalent.
It's prevalent, but it's crazy. And it needs to stop, right?
It 100% needs to stop.
It's... I think as black people as a whole, right, we have this tendency to, rather than build with each other, it becomes sort of like a measure of like, sort of like, I think for lack of better terminology, flexing, right?
It's 100%.
Let me see how I can prove that I'm worth more than you, right? So it's step on you to get up, right? And
I agree, bro. The T'Challa, Killmonger,
right? That whole debacle.
It's still
right?
it's a very good representation of, in a way as well, between Africans and the diaspora,
right?
Where, and if we can use American, for example, African Americans, where it could feel like African Americans might feel like we don't embrace them as we should,
right?
Coming from home that they have been uprooted or don't know of.
Which is very valid.
Yes. Yep. And then from the African perspective, we come and think these people are lost.
Mm.
You know, we just don't feel like maybe they respect us as we should.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, we've had generations, like I would say especially now, I wouldn't say it's as common, but it was almost a stereotype for a while that Africans and African Americans didn't get along or like each other.
Oh yeah, yeah. You
and it probably still goes on.
Huh? You know, you heard it from all your aunties.
We heard from our aunties, our uncles, stereotypes, really did come into play.
100%.
And it's still a lot of work to be done, but I do think things are getting better.
And I think the importance, going back to highlighting the importance of Black History Month, right?
Yeah.
Black people across the world have had a lot of their histories wiped out, right?
Yes.
You go back home, basically what we have left is word of mouth, right?
And that's oral history.
All right, that's how our history is passed down, right? Fables. We don't have concrete things.
Yeah, it wasn't
right?
written.
Black people in America, black people in, say, South America, that history was literally stripped away from them, right?
It was intentional.
Very intentional. And so we always hear the, you have to know where you're from to know where you're going, right? What a better time to learn who you are, where you're from, right? Than that Black History Month. It's so critical, right? Because once you understand, oh, this is where I'm from, this is where my people have been, this is what we have sort of been through, right? We now take that perspective and we build on it because it's everything's documented now, right? You can't just try and wipe out the civil rights era, right? You can't try and wipe out colonialism. These are things that happen and they're well documented, right? And so as Black people, it's our responsibility across the world to build on that, right? Mm-hmm. We take Black History Month and we say, all right, we're going to now start building exponentially on this because we know exactly the struggles that we've been through.
Yeah, right? I agree with you. And to even, like, for me, like, last thing I would say is, yeah, Anzo, we'll turn it off. The last thing I would say is that people are like, well, why do we have 1 month? You know, why can't you just do that all, you know, any other month? Yes, you can.
And then you should.
But you should. Actually, you should.
Yeah.
But here is, it's like an extra reminder. It's like a collective reminder that, hey, take this time in this month. It might not be important to you, but take this time in one aspect to celebrate our Blackness, our Black excellence. You don't, if you don't want to go down the history rabbit hole, that's cool, but celebrate our excellence.
Like who you are.
Who you are.
Yeah.
And it's just a month. I always look at it like it's just a reminder. Just say, hey, the year goes by fast.
Yeah.
You get busy, but if you can, take this month because everyone else is showing that it's Black History Month, they're supporting it. So I really do think as a Black person, especially once you become adult, I really do hope that most people take this at least, you know, as an opportunity to to learn and celebrate our
it's like we were saying, it's critical, right?
100%.
There's a reason that corporations, not all these companies these days, are so invested into it, right? It's because the OGs, which shout out to a lot of them, who now get into positions of power, understand the value of it, right? So when we go to work, we're receiving emails about, this is what we're doing for Black History Month, right? At my job, I'm sitting on the leadership team of our EIG, right? And we have a whole month of events planned geared towards Black history. And I mean, shit, for me, a sense of belonging, right? I come to work, I see people that look like me doing great things. I'm thinking, rah, let me get on my P's and Q's, you know, because I can't be lacking, right? You talk to an OG who tells you a crazy life story that they went through, right? And now you're thinking, okay, this person's looking out for me. They see potential in me, right? And that's the type of, like, unity that we need to be on.
Representation is huge.
And representation is
speaking
massive.
Speaking of us, both of us, you know, in our careers, working in, you know, our different fields, we don't have representation at work. So basically, as a result, things are much harder for us. I don't think, you know, it's a breaking news to anyone. You know, that being Black in corporate America or in tech, you are the minority of the minority. You don't have, like you mentioned, as many mentors, people who look like you.
Right.
So whatever resources we have that we can use, it's important for us as well as we seek to network or even seek career growth, as you mentioned.
100%.
So I take all of that. I put that all in as part of this month, as a reminder, as an opportunity to learn, to network, and just celebrate who we are and actually be proud of it as well.
100%.
Like, never unmask our Blackness, whether if you're African-American or African, to really show up who you are and embrace it.
And even all other Black people.
Anyone.
Brazilian, Honduran,
feel
me, Jamaican, wherever you're at, you know.
Factos.
Like, all the mandem, like, tap in, you know. That's, like, where we really need to be.
Big time.
As a whole, you feel me?
Big time.
Did you hear Emmanuel Acho's statement?
I did hear about it.
Should we play it?
I think we should play it for, if you haven't seen this clip, we saw it in the archives, and we definitely have some opinions about it.
What do you think about? All right, hold on. Let me pull.
Okay, Anzo's gonna play it.
There we go.
Because I've been in them rooms when they saying that. When I kick with Black people and they're like, all white people are racist. I know why you're saying that. All the while, I have the privilege and luxury of not having generational trauma because my parents were born in Nigeria. So, man, my method is removing some of the sting
because I don't have that sting, and trying to deliver a message in a manner that people can receive it, primarily white people.
Okay. Let me tell you why what you just said offends me.
You want to play Van Lathan's? Right. Sure, let's hear what John, what Van says. All right.
First of all, there are a couple of things. I grew up South Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Hold on. I think we should actually...
Let's just stop here, yeah.
Because Van Lathan is going to flame this man. All right.
What's your take? You go first.
What's my take? Well, I think... So there was when, remember when Kanye stormed the TMZ headquarters, mm-hmm. and Van Lathan basically said, right now I think what you're doing is the absence of thought.
Mm-hmm.
That same statement applies to what Emmanuel Acho was saying. Like, to sit there and say, because I'm a Nigerian man, I don't have generational trauma.
Because his parents are from Nigeria.
Because his parents are from Nigeria. Not even him, right? And that his... sort of, I think... maybe, like, diminishing a feeling, right? Of he takes the feeling of being a black person, right? And says, I'm actually not... a real black, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'm not like one of them.
I'm not like one of them. And so because of that, I have the ability
to take away that pain and emotions.
You know what I'm saying? And
cater to you.
Cater to white people, like you said, right? Is just the craziest statement I've heard in a while. Because first of all, who decided that you were...
who gave him the right to speak for Africans? That's what I want to know.
But also, who gave him sort of the agency to even speak on such a topic, right? We all have our own opinions, right? You can say what you need, but who excluded you from the bucket of you're just another black man in America?
I read that in... Emmanuel Acho, like, I don't know the guy.
Yeah.
But his statement or what he said there, it is, like, extremely problematic. Because this is exactly the mentality that causes the drift between Africans and African Americans.
Yeah.
It's that mindset of him thinking because he comes from a Nigerian heritage... he doesn't have generational trauma that African Americans have.
Yeah.
And that highlights, actually, if a guy like him who sounds educated and all of that, it actually shows his lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
And he dismisses me as an African, I hear that.
Yeah.
It's dismissive to the fact that he's assuming because we grew up, our parents are from Gambia, for me, West Africa, that we did not deal with generational trauma.
Right.
Has he heard of the term colonialism?
Right.
Do you think his name would have been
Emmanuel
if he... white man didn't come to Africa?
You see what I'm saying?
Does he understand how that is insulting to both Africans and African Americans?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have dealt with the last 600-700 years...
Mm-hmm.
Like you mentioned, deliberately, our history, our culture, our names, our traditionals, our kingdoms erased.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had not only slavery, you had pre-colonialism came, where they came and absolutely tried to civilize us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then we had colonialism.
Yeah.
So to him, that just shows his lack of knowledge of just how Africa, the last 600-700 years, what we have been through as Africans.
The absence of
it's thought, dismissive to us as well to think that we don't have generational traumas or because his dad comes from Nigeria, there's no generational trauma. What do you mean? Nigeria, that in the 70s they had Biafra war and, you know, they had to fight for their independence. Have you heard Netflix? You just seen... the Maxim gun was taken around his whole country.
Right.
the first machine gun. That was literally genocide.
It was Lord
Lugard or whatever. Does he know what Nigeria means?
Yeah.
Does he know Nigeria stands for, I'm not going to cuss, but it stands for N-word area?
Yeah. You know,
like,
I think, and mind you,
man, this got me hot.
Mind you, there's a lot of people who want to play emotional butler like that, right?
That's what Van said.
Yeah, because I understand the value in unity, right? Like, as human beings, sure, let's unite, right? But to sit there and now not only dismiss your people, but also sort of like inferior, make them inferior
yes.
to something else, is like, yo, you have a platform, dog.
That is terrible.
You know, like, you have a platform and you need to, like, really, really, really rethink what you're saying and things like that, you know? And I think this is where there's a perspective of people that are, quote unquote, well-spoken, right?
Yeah, I know.
That they say, oh, black people don't respect me because I sound white or I'm well-spoken.
Yeah, exactly. It's that mentality.
That mentality where it's like, I'm never really truly accepted. But I think you can't sit here and say that you don't have any fault in that, because
you play to that.
Much like Emmanuel Acho, right? How do you sit there and completely forget a whole entire history of Africans?
Hanzo, right? Like, to even add to what you're saying, as Africans, and to be honest, we have, me and you know Emmanuel Acho type Africans
for sure.
Who come here.
For sure. And
this is the opposite of what you do. I absolutely believe this. Most people can come for me or whatever it is, but this is what I believe as Africans, right? Especially once we're living in the US. We have a moral responsibility to defend, to be a source of pride, to be a source of you have a home to any African American that we encounter.
Mm-hmm.
We have that moral responsibility to say, hey, I'm from Gambia, bro. Like, come visit one time. Learn about our tribes. Learn about your culture. Like, we have that moral responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing we should be doing is to become, as Van said, an emotional butler to especially white people to tell them that, well, you know, they're really angry. They got all that, you know, slavery,
because,
trauma that they've been to. But, you know, I'm from Africa. So I don't have that. But we see it.
We see it all
I've
the
seen
time.
It at college. I've seen it at work.
In the workplace.
Where we see the African man being the emotional butler to the Oyibo man.
Yeah.
And that just, like, infuriates me in a way. Like I said. It's a betrayal to, I feel like, your own culture, your own history, and definitely to that long-lost cousin that's here, doesn't know where their home is.
Man.
And, instead of saying that, here's the way home.
Yeah.
You're busy going to tell, you know, the other people, that, don't worry, these people are lost, but I know where I'm from. You can talk to me.
I think, like, for me, now there's a lot of perspectives on this,
but I know.
One that I really actually appreciate is so the idea of, like, Detti Dzemba in Ghana, right?
Yes.
So now that's a whole can of worms to dissect. But in principle, all the people, so I know a number of people that went back to Ghana, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't just there to party.
No, they
weren't there to say, okay, we're here to party.
Find their roots.
It was there. But the greater majority of them were saying, oh, nah, let me go explore the coast, right? The door of no return. Mm-hmm. Let me go and really get into some deep stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see, like, how this felt when my ancestors or when my long-lost cousins were leaving. And the perspective that those people gain, right? And mind you, other Africans are doing it too. When they come back and they say, yo, like, this shit was serious, I have to applaud that, right? And we, I think, also have to encourage our listeners and our people who support us.
Literally.
To keep studying the effects of slavery, of colonialism, imperialism, everything that ever went against us, we need to understand the long historical or the long just perpetual effects that we continue to see today.
Right? I agree. And have more empathy to African Americans.
Please.
We, like I said, we've had friends who came on this pod, and we've had people, like, we've heard, like, when they came here, the bullying they faced from African Americans. Bro, I used to come for summer holidays, go play football. Like, they would make fun of, like, my Gambian accent and all of those things. Not once did I ever get mad. I actually laughed with them, right? Because, again, as I mentioned, we have to be empathetic towards these things. Our job is to just always provide them, hey, man, there's home for you. You can go back to Ghana. Go back, have you done your ancestry, and just provide that source of pride for them. Yes, it's not easy. It's not fun when they're making fun of you, making fun of your African accent. You can't let those things play into you. You have to understand, as you mentioned.
If you grew up in Africa, in most parts of Africa, you should have some.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you should have thick skin. You know, I don't want to hear that.
And, like, somebody was crying because somebody else called them fat. I said, guys.
Exactly. Like, come on.
Let's get a grip.
Like, have thick skin. So I do not, like I say, we don't want to hear that. Oh, well, you know, they always mean to us. No. You can, bro, come on.
Come on, big dog.
Understand the bigger picture and the responsibility we have. And like I said, both of us are clearly Pan-Africanists. But I just mentioned it, I think we have that responsibility and not utter those things that Emmanuel Acho said. But Black History Month.
Black History Month, man. It's here for a reason.
Yes, sir.
Black,
we out of time.
Black this month, black the next.
Yes, sir.
Black, big day, black, black, black.
What we got? What we got for conclusion?
Conclusion, man. We got some proverbs for you.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to give you what, two?
Yes. So we asked ChatGPT to give us a couple of motivational quotes, but make the tone sound like African. An African proverb. So Anza's going to share a couple of good ones. Let's see how good a ChatGPT is in speaking like an old African man.
Like an old African man.
What we got?
I have to get my deep voice on.
Yes, yes.
Okay. The sun will rise and set, but the journey of the traveler never ends.
That's good, Chat. That is good.
Chat did a good job there.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10?
8 out of 10.
Okay.
What else we got?
The longest journey begins with a single step.
Hi. Hi. With one single step.
One single step like this.
Come on, step.
Like this now.
Not for ordinary man. Hey. 9 out of 10, Chat. Okay.
9 out of 10?
9 out of 10. One more?
Let's see. One more.
All right.
The strongest tree stands tall even through the strongest wind.
Hey. Hey.
We're just talking about having thick skin, right?
Yes.
There you go.
100%. Amen. ChatGPT, African proverbs for you.
Come on.
Let's go.
See AI doing a madness.
Come on, fam.
But yeah, man, we can go on about this for a minute, but major things are history, 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 research, research, inform, continue to read books, play your part. To overall prosperity of black people all over the world.
It's a fact.
Obviously, you know, Eboy and I are very big on that. So we're going to continue to play our parts. That's our statement to you. And
and we'll share. We'll share our learnings with you.
Yeah.
And like I said, this is the whole, if you listen to our podcast name, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's us studying our history.
Right.
And we just think that once you study your history, you understand a lot more how things are.
Yeah. So we're continuing to, and mind you, we don't ever stop growing in your blackness or your Africanness or your whatever it may be. It's a continuous journey. So
that we're going through.
Yeah. You know? That we continue to go through. Exactly. But yeah, nonetheless, man, thank y'all for tuning in.
Come on.
Boys are back.
Yes, sir.
Another one of Clues Bombs for the first episode. Signing out until next episode. Make sure you're like, subscribe, comment. We love the comments.
Yeah,
engage, all that. Put your best friend on, put your granny on,
Come
put
on.
Your mother on.
Come on.
We late.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
Signing out.